This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A longtime Colorado activist for Afghan women's rights is imploring the U.S. and other allied nations to increase how many refugees they allow in so that young women forced to flee the Taliban have a home. Shannon Galpin tells Colorado Matters women she knows are in hiding.
We're also seeing women burning their diplomas. There are reports from the American University that they are destroying all of the records so that if the Taliban came, they wouldn't have the records of their students. So they're literally having to light their futures on fire so that they can stay safe.
Galpin encourages people to donate to humanitarian groups who are working to evacuate Afghans. Suncor has set up a new air monitoring network around its refinery north of Denver. The network of 8 air monitors tracks a range of pollutants. The company publishes the results on a website in English and Spanish. It comes after the refinery racked up a long list of air pollution violations that mainly affected the Latinx community near the facility. Suncor is a financial supporter of CPR News. The people who work inside state prisons will be required to get a COVID-19 vaccine. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Only 58% of Department of Corrections staff are fully vaccinated, even though they've had access to the vaccine since January. This is a problem, according to Dean Williams, head of the agency, because prisoners have to live in group settings, which means when they're exposed to unvaccinated staffers, they're exposed to the coronavirus. Williams says correctional and parole officers have the responsibility to protect public safety and the lives of incarcerated people and parolees they work with closely. This decision comes a few weeks after Governor Polis required all state employees submit to testing twice a week if they were unvaccinated. About 64% of prison inmates are fully vaccinated at this time. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News. Next, life in Kabul under the Taliban.